The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Oliver Peterson, good afternoon to you too. And it is a reasonable afternoon. Lots of news, lots of activities. The profit season is starting to get underway. A few profit results out, some good, some bad. And at the end of the day, we finished down 6 points at 5,810. So it's two all this week now, two down, two up. But as I said, hardly even moved the banks. None of them moved more than 10 cents today. So they were all quiet. So nothing happening there. But like I said, lots of movements within it. The best of them probably, well, I saw Aurora, which was a spin out of Amcor. It's a packaging group. They were up 8.5% today after their profit went up 1.5%. They increased their dividend, which was nice to see. AMP also increased their dividend, but the shares went down about 4% after their profit fell 15%, disappointed a few people. So they finished down 2.5% at $5.27. I think it looks like an overreaction. I love it when companies increase their dividends. It's always a good sign. And we had a good news, bad news day in the nickel front today.
Yes, of course, Ravensthorpe, and we see there's 500 jobs to go there. Is there a problem with nickel as a resource in the nickel market, Kevin?
No, there hasn't been. Well, it's awful timing, to be honest with you, because the nickel price has actually been coming off its lows recently. We've seen that happen in iron ore. We've seen it happen in copper. We've seen it happen in other commodities. And nickel's turn was just starting to unfold, but obviously it all came too late for the nickel, or for Ravensthorpe and First Quantum, which of course is based in Canada. It all came too late for them. They made the decision to close. It awful timing too during Diggers and Dealers. But I always hate those sort of things when you see that happen. But unfortunately, that mine is a high cost operation. Nickel price has been down low for some time, and it's just, as I said, starting to cover, but all too late for that particular operation. Not too late for the existing West Australian producers like Western Areas. They jumped 5.5% today and had a good day, finished at $2.53. Independents were also up nearly 5% as well. They got as high as $3.40, finished about $3.30. They, of course, have been in the good position where they've been building a nickel mine.
Right.
A low-cost nickel mine with a very long mine life, probably a tier one asset, I would have thought you'd describe it as, and they're not in production yet, which means they haven't had to bear these low prices. So they'll actually, it's probably good timing for them. But
and more people talking about electric cars, the demand for nickel is expected to increase.
Correct, and that's what Nickel West, which is BHP's subsidiary, the one they couldn't even give away, they're actually now starting to see the increase down for nickel. Also nickel sulfate, which is something they can produce down there at Kambalda at the smelter. So they're going to put a little extra. So they're actually investing in that business now, and it may well turn out to be a very good investment product, which is not unlike what happens in the resources sector. It can be volatile, but there can be times when it does generate a lot of cash. And we're seeing that in the iron ore sector at the moment. We've certainly seen it in the gold sector. The gold companies have been generating enormous cash, which is why St Barbara last night won the Digger of the Year award, because they've been digging up a lot of gold from their Gwalia operations, been making a lot of profit, retiring all their debt, now sitting on a cash pile and looking around for acquisitions.
And you picked the dealer.
I picked the dealer Gold Road. That was easy.
It's a gimme.
It's like picking winks in the cock's plate. You know, like it is almost a given. So yes, that was a good result for them. As I said yesterday, Gold Road did a fabulous deal by selling half of their mine and getting someone else to build it and then concentrating on exploration. They finished up at 64.5 cents today, up 1.5 cents, which is about 2.5%. So that was a good result for there. The gold price, it was firming up today, late in the day. It's 1279. I'm going to call it 1280 because I love round numbers.
You do.
The Aussie dollar's starting to slide a little bit. It's below 79.
You'll be happy about that. 8.
Yeah, I am very happy about that, because that's the Aussie dollar coal price of 16.23. So the diggers are the dealers at the moment, so they're all doing well. The currency-wise, so if you're buying euros, they're still $1.49. If you're buying sterling, they're just still under $1.65.
There you go, Kevin. That's a wrap for a Thursday. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
I think it's a good wrap. See you then.